Hello and welcome to this podcast from the BBC World Service. Please let us know what you think and tell other people about us on social media. Podcasts from the BBC World Service are supported by advertising.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Life is full of awesome what ifs, and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why United Healthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out of pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Welcome to the English We Speak with me, Neil.
And me, Feifei.
In this episode, we're going to look at a word that's all about excitement. It's zing.
Zing. People might not have heard this one. How do we use it?
So, zing is something special that some things have that's hard to describe, but makes them more interesting or exciting. I can also tell you something that doesn't have any zing. That's my lunch. It's just a plain cheese sandwich.
What you need for that is some chilies. That will give you a bit of zing.
Chilies? That might be a bit too much zing. Now, zing isn't just about food, is it?
No, it could even be about the way you feel. I was feeling a bit down yesterday, but then I booked a holiday, and that's given me a bit of zing. I feel so much better now, I've got something to look forward to.
It's good to feel a bit of zing. Listen to these examples.
That song is okay, but it needs a bit more zing. Can you make it a bit more exciting?
We're going to bring you a show that's full of zing. It's going to be spectacular.
Since the goal, the game's gone a bit flat. There's no zing.
You're listening to The English We Speak from BBC Learning English. And we're learning the word zing, which is about excitement, energy or interest.
It may originally have been onomatopoeia, which is a word that sounds like what it describes. Zing might have been the sound of something moving fast with a lot of energy.
In informal language, we use onomatopoeia a lot. For example, if something is a bit weak and needs more energy, we can say it needs a bit more oomph.
In this example, oomph is force or energy. Zing might be a bit more exciting, but they are similar.
If you want a bit more zing in your English, join us for the next episode. See you then. Bye.
Goodbye.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.